This Preakness Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is offering plenty of markets this week for the PGA Championship that you can't find anywhere else. Sign up with SGPN to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
I love the pony, Sean. We talked about this. I might have a problem.
Yeah, we're talking analog ponies, Ryan. Are you going to be able to transition?
Yeah, I can play both sides.
Okay.
I am very versatile. Happy to be in the middle of a digital analog pony wobbly age.
Really?
Right in the middle.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Between a digital pony and an actual pony.
All right. It took me a while to figure out what you were
giving you a second to get up to speed.
What you were going for there. Yes, we're live here, youtube.com/sportsgambling podcast, talking Preakness. And we are going to be joined by our horse racing experts. Of course, we're brought to you by Naira Bets, NairaBets.com/SGPN200 to claim your $200 deposit bonus just in time for the Preakness. NairaBets.com/SGPN200. I already got my $200 in bonus bets. I'm ready to fire here. Obviously we got Black Eyed Susan Day over at the old Pimlico. Opt in and bet at least $150 each on the Belmont at the Big A and Pimlico on Friday for a $30 bonus win or lose. Again, you can earn more at the Preakness Stakes. Bet at least $200 each on Belmont and the Big A and Pimlico for a $40 bonus win or lose. So many ways to win over on Naira Bets. And again, you get the $20 bonus on your ticket winnings by hitting exacta on all races at the Belmont at the Big A on Sunday. Get in over at NairaBets.com/SGPN200. Joining us on the line, you know him from the Premier League Gambling Podcast and the MLB Gambling Podcast and horse racing expert for Sports Gambling Podcast Network, Mr. Malcolm Bamford. What's happening, Malcolm?
Good evening, lovely boys. How we doing? I am fine, thank you.
Doing great. Got my horse racing glasses on.
Can I comment real quick? Malcolm looks very youthful.
Yeah,
energetic. Looks like I picture he was cycling somewhere. Maybe delivering a bag of cash. Maybe he found it on the street. But very much looks like he was fit. I like his
looks
fit,
like and he looks just fit. got off the 18. Did a round of golf.
Oh, golf! You're going,
yeah.
Malcolm's not a golfer. If there's one thing I know about Malcolm, he's not a golfer.
Whoa. Firstly, I've seen both of your swings this week, so I'll accept no judgment from either of you two. Remember, Sean did look like a frog in a blender.
Yes, that was a great phrase.
I am an excellent golfer.
But
you know me better than that. If you want to have one guess, where have I been for the last 2 hours? What's the answer?
Probably a casino.
In the bath.
Oh, that's your
post. The red rosy cheeks comes from. Yeah. I just boiled myself for 2 hours.
All right. So here's what we're doing, Sean. We got to put together SGPN, DGen, and Con so we can have a golf outing. I'm now interested to play some sort of competitive golf event with Malcolm. It's got to be a scramble. We'll pitch shows against each other. Malcolm claimed to be a good golfer, though.
Yeah.
Was that. What would you set the odds at that before the show?
I would be surprised. He didn't strike me as a lad who fancied a strike of the.
I apologies for the interruption, Malcolm. I love the color of your robe.
Yes. Thank you. Joining us as well from the notorious OTB SGPN's Horse Racing Podcast, Chase, aka the Wolf of Oaklawn. What's happening, Chase?
Man, not a whole lot. Pumped up for Black Eyed Susan Day, pumped up for Preakness Day. You know, just the usual stressful handicapping week.
It is funny to say you're stressed out when you're wearing crazy sunglasses, a big racing chain, and an AI generated wolf horse racing t-shirt. So you don't look the part of a guy who's super stressed out. I gotta admit.
That's fair. That's fair.
Last time we had you on, Malcolm, you taught us about a game called Skittle, which was essentially pub bowling behind the pub in an alley, and how there was some allegations thrown out about you and alleged match fixing, and you were able to track down the newspaper. Walk us through the headline. Says bowled out, Skittle team is stripped of its title after claims of cheating.
Yeah, I mean, allegations is the correct word, by the way. I'm not coughing to anything here. Yeah, I mean, we won the league comfortably, won 20 of our 25 games. A series of scurrilous allegations were thrown in our direction that we were cheating. And for about a week, it was a feeding frenzy from the press, TV, radio, and then, these newspaper articles. I mean, that's me in that photo. That's a long time ago. I look about 7 years old for a start. But this is 2001, I think. And yes, we did get found guilty. We appealed. That failed. We were chucked out the league. And then there is a newspaper article with the very dramatic headline.
Wait, hold on a second. Malcolm, real quick, Malcolm. Ashes. Real quick.
Yes.
Sean, we're going to play a quick game.
Sure.
Which one is Malcolm?
Oh, I know, because I looked at the. It took me a second though, because I thought he might be the guy on the right, but he's the gentleman on the left.
Yeah, I was gonna say the left, and I like that's was that some blue steel? Are we looking at Magnum? What kind of look at that look? He was looking like he was about to get into some. Look at that thing.
Almost a little Drew Carey.
look at him. Look at this guy. Not
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
I mean, very much showing your good side, Malcolm. Nice work.
I love. Now, was this? Yeah. So there's some other great articles. Skittled, where the phrase "they were as crafty as a barrel of monkeys." Hard hitting journalism by Andrew Parker. I mean, this is insane that there was more than one article about this written. And then
Might be trying to downplay the level of this league.
Yeah, I mean the British tabloids, right? They must have had a field day with this. The great headline of "Team of Shame Rises from the Ashes." Malcolm, walk us through your triumphant return.
Well, like I say, we were thrown out of the Monday Night League. We had nowhere to go. We were homeless. We were hobos. We were skittles. I mean, we were done. And then we reformed, we gathered ourselves together, we joined the Tuesday Night League, and we had to go into Division 4. Because, I mean, we were in the Premier League on a Monday, but we had to start off in Division 4. But not only did we win the Tuesday Night Division 4, we won the League Cup. We beat all the other teams.
Oh, wow.
A real Cinderella story. I mean, real Disney stuff. I'm surprised Disney or Pixar haven't got hold of it, frankly. And then, there you go, Team of Shame rises from the ashes. So, yeah, all very dramatic.
Sean, I'm thinking Guy Ritchie movie.
Guy Ritchie movie, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect for Guy Ritchie.
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Pins.
Let's get that screenplay over to him ASAP.
Oh, I could definitely see him directing this. Yeah, it is the. I mean, we have Rudy in this country, but I think England needs their version of Rudy.
You're 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing. You skittled with the best players in the land. I did. Is that what they call him?
Malcolm is Rudy. Is Skittlers is great. Yeah, what do you call yourself, Skittlers?
Skittlers on the roof.
Bowlers.
Oh, bowlers. That's right. Because it kind of does look like bowling. All right. Well, Malcolm, awesome story. Thank you. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, so you can see the actual
very good
newspaper headlines. Yeah, just again, so very surprising that so much was written about and reported on. What would seemingly be just a rec league game here.
Sean, we need to do a. We need to do something like a true crime breaking down this case.
Oh, yeah. This is not the last we will hear of Malcolm and his Skittles. All right. Friday race. Things getting started off with the Black Eyed Susan on dirt. I'll start with you, Wolf. What do we like for the Black Eyed Susan? Race 13, 9 furlong grade. What do we got here?
First, I just want to say he also got top billing over a body that was found in a canal on that yeah. on the page.
It is a fun. That's insane. It is fun. Some of the other headlines on the newspaper.
Yeah. So the Black Eyed Susan Stakes. You know, a lot of the chatters that this race came up kind of weak, and honestly, it did a little bit. But this leads to a really good betting race because there's no one real clear favorite that I feel is going to take all the money or anything. I think you're going to get pretty good odds kind of across the board here. And, you know, only one of the horses from the Kentucky Oaks is running back here with Lemon Muffin for Dwayne Lucas. My pick in this race, I think, is a steal at the morning line odds of 9-2. It's the 5 Gunsong. Mm. A couple races back, it put up some speed figures that would win this race probably 7 out of 10 times. So I really like Gunsong here, and I like it, like to sit a close stocking trip and hopefully pull out the win here. So I'm just doing a win bet on Gunsong,
like
the Black Eyed Susan.
Onions.
How many horses are in the race?
Oh, let me see. It is 8 total. Yeah,
okay.
8 total.
Gunsong 9-2 right now. Mal, what about you? What do you like here in the Black Eyed Susan?
Yeah, I had to check with Chase before we came on air that it was a weak field. I wasn't really sure about it. So I wasn't sure if I was missing something looking at it from a form perspective from 3,000 miles away. But it has come up weak, which kind of, and the market tells you that the rank outside is 20-1. So everything's absolutely live. 6 of the 8 are single figure prices. Gunsong needs to bounce back, but I understand Chase is liking for that. There's 2 I like in this field. The number 8, Recharge, a horse that won his first 3. It's quite well traveled, actually, for a young horse. And the form of its last run behind Thorpedo Anna, who we saw run in the Kentucky Oaks, run really well. That form translates quite well. So I like Recharge. And the other one's the 10-1 shot. It's the number 2. The horse is called Ringy Dingy.
Oh man!
How do you not bet on
Ringy Dingy?
Is this a bathtub thing?
How can you not bet on Ringy Dingy? And because this is such a weak field, this is its 3-year-old debut, Ringy Dingy. It won twice as a 2-year-old. It's had a long layoff, but I don't think it would have to be brilliant to beat these. So the layoff is factored into the price. 10-1's a fair price. I think this thing could go well. And like I say, it doesn't have to be great to get close to some of these. So yeah, we'll take a Recharge, number 8 at 7-2, and Ringy Dingy, number 2 at 10-1.
Oh man.
So basically I'm going to combine some stuff here, and Sean, we're going to end up with a 5-8-2 try box.
Okay.
We're putting the best of both worlds together.
5-8-2 try box. Yes. I'm writing that down. Yep. And then I'm betting on Ringy Dingy to win.
I think we go win play show on Ringy Dingy.
All right, yeah, 2 win play show. Yeah. I'm again.
And then I'm gonna.
I like a good name of.
I'm just gonna play everything they said. Why wouldn't I do it? 5 to win and 8 to win also.
Let's go.
Well, maybe chalky, but you got to start the weekend off with a win. Sometimes horse racing's about winning, and really it's a break even or a loss, but you still get to cash something in. It's a great secret of gambling.
Your
on the
account
ponies.
Goes up.
As long as, you're going to the window, you're winning, right?
100%. Moving over to Saturday, race 10, 8.5 furlongs, 100K up for grabs. Sir Barton Stakes on dirt. We'll start with you again, Chase. What do you like here in the race 10 on Saturday?
So this is probably one of my stronger opinions on Preakness Day. And it's in this number 8 Tuscan Sky at 5-2. This one had a terrible start in the Wood Memorial, and I think that we're getting a price that reflects that today. Had this horse romped in the wood and skipped the Derby like some other horses do, you know, point to the Preakness instead of the Derby, then I think this horse would be your odds-on favorite in this race, probably pretty close to a favorite in the Preakness as well. In addition to betting this one to win, because I feel strongly enough that I'm considering it a free square in first.
Wow.
I'm going to key this one in first, and then I'm going to use 2 horses underneath. One of them is a big price, and it's the 3 Circle P. And then the other one is the shorter price in the favor in the race, the 5 Corporate Power.
Hmm. So why do you like
this? Wait, hold on. This is a great teaching moment. Chase, you need to explain what you mean when you're going to key something into a tribe. I assume you're boxing the rest.
Yeah, that's how it would work. So you could play a key box where you pick one horse and that's your key, and it just has to finish in first or second, and then you can throw in other horses with it. And so they can finish in first or second, but you have to have that one that you're keying in first or second in some way.
So what is it about Tuscan Sky you think is such a lock?
It should be sitting a close up stocking trip, and they're going to get a lot of rain in Baltimore from tomorrow morning up until through the, I think, the entire day. And it's going to play really well to early speed. And I think Tuscan Sky is going to be sitting up close to what projects to be a pretty slow pace, should have plenty in the tank. And I think any horse that's near the lead or on the lead by the time they hit the home stretch is probably pretty golden on Saturday whenever they get the all that rain in the forecast.
Another mud situation going on. Looks sloppy out there.
A little muddy action. Malcolm, what about you? What do you like in old race 10 here on Saturday?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got three picks here. Two of them that Chase hasn't touched at all. The horse that I like to win is Imperial. What's that called at the bottom? Gun. I can't read my own writing. Imperial Gun, the 72 shot. So I think, first off, he's got a really good attitude, which, especially on a sloppy track, helps. He's moving in the right direction. And I just think he might be good enough to this. He ran against a lot of the Derby runners, actually, a couple of starts ago. Mystic Dan, I think Just Steel, quite a few of the Derby runners. Didn't disgrace himself. So I think he's got a good attitude. The other one I like is the number 7, which is Mighty Message. The horse has won 2 in a row on dirt. It's got a chance. And actually, the third one I circled was Circle P, that 20-1 shot, the number 3 that Chaser mentions.
Okay.
The horse has been green as grass. He's been really green. He's a closer. But if you can take a step forward, if he's learned something in his last couple of starts, then Circle P could take a step forward. I understand the case Chase makes for Tuscan Sky. Because I think he'll be closer to the front. I think he'll actually go to the front, Chase, maybe. But the Wood Memorial race was just a little bit odd. The horse number 1, Deposition, actually fell in that race. Tuscan Sky ran an odd race. And they're adding blinkers to Tuscan Sky for the first time, which to me says the horse might be slightly ungenuine. That's a bit of a concern. When they start adding headgear to things, they normally do it. This is your rubbish Thursday afternoon horses. That they'll add the headgear to, because they're all monkeys. If you get a genuine high-class performer, the fact that they're adding blinkers to it just puts a little enough doubt in my mind for me to not include it. So I'll go 10 Imperial.
No, wait, is this... sorry. Message. Sorry to interrupt real quick. The blinkers, they wear the blinkers during the race as well, or is it just during the warm-ups?
Yeah, no, the blinkers stay on. I mean, there's all manner of headgear. Occasionally, they'll put a hood on one to get them into the gate. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. And just before the gates open, the jockey takes the hood off. But the blinkers are just sort of hard hoops. So it just kind of focuses the horse. And very often, they only work once. If you see a horse with its first-time blinkers, it can really waken that horse up. And then the second time it runs in the blinkers, it doesn't want to know again. These horses, some of them are very clever. They know the game. But these are normally 5, 6, 7-year-old handicappers on, like I say, on a Tuesday afternoon at some provincial track. There's all sorts of types of headgear, and the blinkers, it's a negative for me. I would class that as a negative.
I just can't help but think of Stan's older sister in South Park every time he says headgear.
Oh yeah.
Stan. Oh man.
All right. So sorry.
So headgear is a negative, huh?
Yeah.
But maybe a positive.
Yeah. Let's go with
that's
that.
That's a
great,
coin flip.
Great, good analysis, Ryan. So Malcolm,
well, I think that's basically what he said.
You like the number 10 Imperial Gun to win. And then what else do you like there?
It was Mighty Message, the 7, which is 10-1.
Okay.
And Circle P, the third one that Chase mentioned, at 20-1. So 10-7-3.
They both like the 3 horse, Sean.
That's all I need for race 10. Give me Circle P, win, play, show, Ryan.
Whoa.
Yep.
You're going off the rails.
How so?
You're disagreeing with both. They both gave out a win pick that's not included in what you said. I'm just the facts.
Okay.
You're a little bit, you're saying I liked what I heard, but I'm going to up the ante.
I like circle P. Yeah. What are you doing, Ryan?
Circle P. Just feel like we need to look that up on Urban Dictionary. I liked what I was hearing, but maybe I'll just go with this mighty message at 10-1. I'm with you. I'll just do one win play show. This time I'm siding with Malcolm. He seemed passionate. He seemed like he didn't want to hurt Chase's feelings at first by disagreeing with the horse preference. But then he kind of leaned into it, cause you can tell he's feeling sexy after the bath.
Yeah. Whatever. So, we don't judge your horse preference.
I'm going 10 win play show only.
Okay.
We'll see. I may add or more day of.
All right. Moving over to the Preakness itself. And before we do that, of course, shout out to Underdog Fantasy. NBA playoffs are here. PGA Championship. Again, new customers get in on the Scotty Scheffler special. Still time for that. And of course, if you're listening to this late Thursday, Friday, Saturday, plenty of time to get in on the PGA Championship. What's fun about Underdog, you can hop in at any time. Obviously super fun for NBA, higher, lower. You can get win up to 100X available in so many states, including California, Texas, and our good buddies up north in Canada.
Oh, Canada, we love our beaver.
Use the promo code SGPN to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. Closing it out with the Preakness itself. You can feel the energy, the excitement. Horses getting ready. The Freakness himself ready to go. Race 13, lucky 13, 9.5 furloughs, $2 million on the line. Wolf, what are we doing here in this year's Preakness?
So the big news is that the favorite scratched out of this race yesterday, Muth, who was going to be 9-5, I believe, on the morning line, which was going to be the first time since 2012 that a horse that didn't win the Kentucky Derby was the favorite on the morning line. So that's the horse spiked to fever. That's a huge scratch. That's going to keep that horse out of it. So now what seemed like a foregone conclusion that Muth romps leads to a wide open betting race with Mystic Dan, your Kentucky Derby winner, as the 5-2 favorite. I'm against Mystic Dan, even though I'd really like to see him win for his Arkansas connections. But because there's no pace in this race outside of one horse, I'm using the number 9 Imagination, who is also a Bob Baffert trainee. I was going to other Bob this, but instead I'm just straight up bobbing. So I'm using Bob, and I think that Imagination is going to be able to take this field gate to wire in a race where the horse is the lone early speed that really controls the pace. I expect this horse to be bet down because it is the lone remaining Bob Baffert horse, but I don't expect it to take a ton of money and fall much from the 6-1 odds. So I'm going to be using 9 Imagination definitely in a win bet, and then I've got it in some exactas and trifectas as well.
Yeah, so maybe if you do like 9, hammer it now in the futures market instead of waiting.
Waiting for the
parimutuel stuff. Mal, how do you see the 2024 Preakness running? Who do you like?
First, I'm going to ask Chase a question here, if that's all right. So you've gone with the other Baffert horse, Chase. The Muth scratch for the fever. That doesn't put you off. That's, you don't think that could be something in the barn, particularly.
I don't know. I'm scared now, at least, because I'm out here in these streets calling out this name. I think he should be fine. I think it's just one of those general things of shipping. Sometimes they ship and they end up with a little fever afterwards, and they have to be careful with it. Some horses take to it, some others don't.
Because that does happen quite a lot. You'll get, especially on a multi-day festival. At Cheltenham last month, Paul Nichols, who's the top trainer here, his first horse ran badly, his second horse ran badly, and then they scoped them. Apparently they had dirty mucus, which does sound like you should be the lead singer of Dirty Mucus, Chase, by the way.
Yeah, I was a roadie for Dirty Mucus. They did some ska stuff in the late 90s.
Ska is perfect.
Yeah. Dirty Mucus. Yeah, that is a great band name.
Absolutely. And then by the end of the week, all of his horses were scratched because they all scoped badly. And I just wondered if that was something that would happen similarly
Maybe they should make the horses wear some of those masks. Do we know, are the horses socially distancing? Oh, do we know that?
Yeah, they're all singled off by themselves.
Okay.
Washing their hooves regularly. Yeah.
But to Malcolm's point, that is certainly a concern. Like if one horse is sick or, you know, maybe there's a little something kicking around the barn, Ryan. I don't know. It's hard not to. The junkie in me loves the idea of a Bob Baffert redemption story. Oh, you don't let me in the Kentucky Derby. I'll fuck up your Preakness. A rise from the ashes, as I've heard some great athletic accomplishments described recently, Ryan.
As long as the horses are keeping away from their neighbors.
All right, Ryan. You stole that from the Steelers schedule release video.
It was amusing for sure.
All right, so sorry, Mal, we got sidetracked there. Or no, you asked the question about the health, and that certainly is an interesting theory / angle.
So Imagination, the other Baffert horse, has the services of Frankie Dettori on top, and I think this will go to the front. And I've watched Frankie Dettori 10,000 times over the years in this country, and he's never better than when going from the front. When he's setting the fractions off the front, he just has this clock in his head, and he's absolutely brilliant. You'll see him get to the front, he can take a pull, he can get a breather into the horse, he can fill its lungs coming off the top turn. So that is a massive positive. The two horses I've stuck with are one of them ran in the Derby, which is Just Steel.
Yes. About friend of the
show. On the MLB. Justin Steele.
He was actually tweeting about this horse.
Yeah, I saw
on Derby Day. He didn't run very well. But like I say, we have seen horses rebound from a bad effort. And I think just Steele will be up there. So he's live. But there's one I like even more here. And it won on Derby Day on the undercard. It was the Pat Day Mile. The horse is called Seize the Grey. So he sat off. It was quite a strongly run race, and the pace collapsed at the front. But Seize the Grey, a little bit like Mystic Dan. Mystic Dan did this in the Derby. He was pretty much the only one who was near the front who didn't fall in a hole. And Seize the Grey did this in this lower grade of race. So that was quite. I took positives out of that here. And now I initially picked him at 12-1. That was with the presence of Muth. I thought it was great value. He's now in the 12s, I'm thinking, maybe, roundabout, which is still decent value, obviously, because the race is wide open. They're the two I like. It's two from Derby Day. It's Just Steel. But Seize the Grey would be my main selection at a nice double-figure price.
Real quick on Just Steel. One of the things you might see for a horse to bounce back is for the trainer to rip a jockey off a horse and replace him with someone a little bit more experienced. Apparently, I don't have the quote in front of me, but he seemed displeased with the initial pace that jockey Keith Asmussen brought Just Steele out with. So they're putting Joel Rosario on. We all know him.
Love him. Great jockey, all timer.
Heavy runner out here at Santa Anita for the real D-gens. So and it's still just
hashtag Degens only.
It's still like Justin Steele's name. And Sean,
yes,
got tired at the end. This is a shorter race. That's got to be helpful. So
no, 100% in on Just Steele.
That concludes my handicap.
Give me Just Steele win play show.
Oh wow.
Give me Seize the Gray win play show, and then I think I'll just play Imagination Just to Win. And then a try box 6-7-9 one time for all the marbles.
6-7-9. I might have to join you.
It's the two horses Malcolm likes with the winner that Chase has. So I feel like we're checking a decent number of boxes here, Ryan. We're combining a Voltron of horse racing degeneracy.
Now there's one horse that I want to mention as a long shot, especially if this thing comes up wet. It's the number two, Uncle Heavy. At 20-1.
Oh, that's a great.
You got Irad Ortiz Jr. up. This horse didn't have a great Wood Memorial, but had a great Withers that it won in the slop, going 9 furlongs, which is just a half a furlong shy of the distance of today's race. So if it comes up super muddy, then definitely move Uncle Heavy up. The one thing I'll mention about Seize the Gray is if you can bet that in sort of like a futures sort of capacity, I would recommend doing that because they're owned by My Racehorse, which is a online like share selling partnership syndicate.
Sort of thing. So everyone who has the share is also going to be playing them parimutuelly.
Yep, exactly. So that's one of the advantages of fixed odds over parimutuel at this moment.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Love it.
Smart. It's sharp.
So Kramer, what are you doing?
Well, I went my actual handicap. I did all the work, found out that just steal.
Yeah.
Go running it back. I was just going to do win, but I'll do win play show.
Okay.
And then I'm joining you on the try box.
The 679.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
And then, yeah, I'm sure I'll find my way to put it. Here's the problem. What happens is I get down, I get all the bets in, I realize my balance isn't an even number or not zero. And I'm like, well, this isn't right. Yeah. I need to push all the chips to the middle of the table. So,
well, especially with those Naira bets, sweet bonus bets, NairaBets.com/SGPN200.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hit up Chase and I'll just tell Chase now so I don't have to hit him up, but we're gonna need a pick five, I guess it would be entry, okay. Maybe something like that for us to, you know, just in case. Oh, wow. I have leftovers. let's retire together.
Of course, is like essentially the five race parlay, right?
It's one of them. I mean, they usually offer a number of like horizontal bets throughout the day.
Yes. Look at you! Look at you! I'm so proud.
Well, I have cousin Mush might still be in the chat. He was wondering if Mal is coming to Vegas for football this year. But I am like one generation removed from someone who frequented a dog track. So,
yes, you have it in the genetics, Malcolm. What are your plans for watching the Preakness? You fire up a scalding hot bath. You set yourself in there. You get the TV on the telly.
I imagine it's stone and fire. It's wood fire.
Yeah,
bath.
I picture some English servants coming and pouring hot water in.
I normally, yeah, I will just ease myself into the bath. Very often, a selection of soft cheeses, and that's about it, really.
So some soft cheeses. Do you have like a little like a board that you can rest across the tub for your accoutrements, your drinks, your? Do you have like a bath? We need to get him like a bath. I don't know, Ryan. Some like a drink holder for the bath.
It's fucking funny. Bath. The commitment to the bath is just. It's amazing.
It's a working man's hot tub. Yeah. I get it. 2 hours is a lot, though. I mean, do English people prune? I feel like if I sit in water for 2 hours, I'm looking like Abe Vigoda. Do you prune in 2 hours?
They don't see the sun up there.
Oh, okay. I think that might maybe be that's it. Yeah. Malcolm, plug yes. Plug the Premier League and MLB Gambling Podcast if people have not checked those out yet.
Premier League is the last day on Sunday. We're going to be going live in 20 minutes. And if you're not familiar with the league, Sunday, the last day of the season, is a great day. It's the best day for having a bet because all 10 games happen at the same time. And there's always mayhem. One game will finish 7-7 at like 5,000-1 because half the teams are on the beach. They don't care. Some teams have got stuff to play for. Some teams don't. So you do your VSiN section when you what's it called where you measure the length of your
tail of the tape.
There you go. So if you're sitting in the pub, everyone's sitting around with a pint and the massive betting slips all laid out in a pen, ticking shit off as it happens. Both teams to score over 3.5 goals, him to get 9 corners, all that sort of stuff. So we're doing that show in 20 minutes and there's loads of fun there. And MLB is just fun. Great crew, me and Lonte and Moonaf and Dylan and Scott. And we're doing all right and it's fun and the chat and the community is brilliant as well. And you're never more than however many hours away from a baseball game. So
yeah,
we always find you something to bet on.
That's Malcolm's best take on baseball.
Yeah.
You're never more than like it's 15 hours away from another game.
No, it's great. It's great for some day baseball action, a little degen. Perfect. We got some, we just had the Yankees on in the office here. Chase, where can people tell people why they should be subscribed if they aren't already to the Notorious OTB podcast?
I mean, do you like horse racing? Do you like cold beats?
Yes, sir.
Fresh jams. If you like all of the above, then check out the Notorious OTV. We'll be, you know, tonight I've got Sarah L. Bodway from Fox Sports. She's going to be joining me to talk about the Preakness Pick 5. And then Matthew DeSantis from Naira Bets, he's going to be on Friday. We're going to go through how to bet the Preakness card with a $100 budget, give you both our opinions on it. So, you know, for the baller on a budget, says the man in Timu shades.
That's the best.
Let's go.
That's the best show Chase does. The $100 budget.
$100 right? budget. Yeah. Very fun. So Ryan, reminder for me at Preakness, win place show on the 6 and 7. Just the 9 to win. Try box 6, 7, 9, and rattle off yours real quick.
All right. So I went way overboard on Friday.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. And then,
might because we're going to be in the office.
Race 10, for Friday. I got, Circle P win play show.
No, race 13.
What?
No, race 10 on Saturday. You mean,
no, sorry. Race 10 on Saturday. And then the Black Eyed Susan, I have the 582 try box and the 2 win play show.
All right. Yeah. Friday. I did 8 and 5 win play show 2 exacta and try box on the 5, 8, and 2. Like I said, sometimes you just want to go to the window. It's a win regardless. On Saturday, we're going to do a 10 win play show and race 10, race 13, 7, 6, 9 try box, 7 win play. So shout out Justin Steele and plenty more. I just realized there's no youth soccer on Saturday.
Oh, so look out.
Unleash
the beast. And a reminder, we just added a mega memorial merch sale, 15% off everything. Mega? So get some MLB gear, get some OTB stuff, 15% off everything. Promo code SGPN May.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stack of the Money Green. He's Ryan.
Skittler on the roof.
Kramer, let it ride.